This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the U.S., Black Lives Matter organizers in Kenosha, Wisconsin, plan a mass rally and march today as reinforced National Guard units stand by with orders to prevent a resurgence of violent demonstrations in the city earlier in the week. A tense overnight calm prevailed Friday in the downtown area, the hub of tumultuous protests in support of Jacob Blake Jr., the black man shot in the back by a white police officer last weekend. The shooting of Blake in front of three of his children turned the mostly white city of 100,000 people into the latest flashpoint in a summer of nationwide demonstrations against police brutality and racism in the United States. The 29-year-old Blake survived his seven gunshot wounds, but was left paralyzed from the waist down. Police say he was wanted on suspicion of sexual assault when he was confronted. Mali's West African neighbors are telling the military junta, which seized control of the country this month, that it must transfer power to a civilian-led transitional government without delay, and that new elections should be held within a year. In exchange, the Economic Community of West African States says it will move forward toward lifting sanctions imposed after the coup. The 15-member group has reinforced its hard line because of concerns about prolonged instability in Mali and its potential to undermine the fight against Islamist militants there and in the wider region. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said Mali's transitional president and prime minister must be civilians and should be barred from running in new elections. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th consecutive day of triple-digit rises, heightening worries about a shortage of hospital beds. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted 308 new cases, bringing total infections to 19,400, with 321 COVID-19 deaths. South Korea is suffering a setback with infections tied to church attendance and a political rally in Seoul, which drew tens of thousands of people from across the country. This is VOA News. The global pandemic numbers at this hour, close to 24.8 million infections, with just under 838,000 fatalities. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. Hit the worst is the United States, where the death toll approaches 182,000. From Australia, news that state officials in the state of Victoria say they have seen the lowest increase in new COVID infections in almost 2 months. But authorities warn there will be no rush to lift social distancing rules. Victoria's capital of Melbourne is 4 weeks into a six-week hard lockdown that was spurred by a second wave of cases in Australia's second-largest city. State authorities report 94 new infections and 18 deaths, which continued this week's steady downward trend. Wuhan, ground zero for COVID-19, and the Chinese city hit hardest by the virus, is set to reopen its schools early next week for the fall semester. The United Arab Emirates today ended its nearly half-century-old boycott of Israel, a crucial part of the Gulf state's deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced this month. The UAE says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the country, while it opens up for trade in Israeli goods. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the battered states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the destruction left by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they will probably be without electricity and water service for weeks. There have been more than a dozen storm-related deaths, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. The resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has triggered a leadership race in his Liberal Democratic Party. The winner must be formally elected by Parliament. Abe resigned Friday over health issues. He had a full year remaining in his term and was Japan's longest-serving prime minister. At least 40 dolphins have mysteriously died in an area of Mauritius affected by an oil spill from a Japanese vessel. The badly leaking ship was scuttled this week after running aground off the Indian Ocean coast of Mauritius last month. Environmentalists have demanded an investigation into whether the dolphins were killed as the result of an estimated 1,000 tons of fuel oil lost in the spill. Dead dolphins have been washing up on beaches, and their numbers have been climbing. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years in a bid to boost its political influence. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.